Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yes, we are halfway to the weekend. It's a cloudy Wednesday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. So glad you are with us this afternoon, wherever you are at work, at home, at play, on the street somewhere, wherever you are, welcome to our show. Anywhere around the country, welcome to our show. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about again this afternoon. You have heard that the president is going to address the nation tonight, and we're going to carry that live here on WWL. Now, I have a choice to make. I have tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra performance tonight at the Smoothie King Center. Should I go to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra performance tonight, or should I stay home and watch the president and take notes? I'm going to have to think about that, and I'll let you know it sometime during the show what I'm gonna do tonight. But yeah, Trans-Siberian Orchestra performance tonight at the Smoothie King Center. I'm sure there are still tickets available for this, even though I personally think it should be totally sold out. It is an amazing rock Christmas experience it is a rock show with lights, incredible music, and a story about a teenager who left home, and on Christmas Eve, even though she had problems with her mom, she has this yearning to go back home. And the story is she's trying to get back home, and all of that is wrapped around this incredible rock music and this great light show. I look forward to this every year. It's a Christmas tradition for me. And you just see all ages of people at this event. So anyway, that's tonight at the Smoothie King Center. So Mayor Cantrell has ordered the banners that Mayor-elect Moreno had put up at Gallier Hall. Now, I think that's where the inaugural ball is going to be next month, because Cantrell's about out of here. We are about done with this woman. So she had the banners taken down. Now, Mayor-elect Helena Moreno did get permission from the city property management department. She had permission to put them up, so she put the banners up. Do you know what the banners read? All in for New Orleans. All in for our community. All in for our culture. All in for our youth. All in for our future. Do you know why Cantrell had these taken down? Because she is not for New Orleans. She is not for the community. She is not for her culture. She is not for the youth. And she is not for the future. She is for herself. And so she disagreed with all of the banners and what they said. And it had to really piss her off that the mayor-elect had those erected up there before she even left office. So, crybaby. Well, you know, you're going to be gone soon. But look, you know what? Some people who are total losers get breaks. And if I'm not mistaken, Cantrell's going to get a pension. It's going to be her salary, which is over $100,000. You know, our broke city is going to be paying this mayor, who was, in my opinion, a total failure. Last night, Clancy Dubose talked about the good and the bad. And in the very end of his commentary on Channel 4, Clancy Dubose said, the bad certainly outweighs the good. And that's the way history is going to record this woman as our mayor. And she was so cocky and confident that she would be such a great mayor. But ego destroyed her. And there's a lesson in there for everybody. Ego can destroy you, especially. And think about this metaphor. When your ego writes checks that your intellect can't cash, you're going down. And so we will have not fond memories of Mayor Cantrell. But anyway, it's all coming to an end. But anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting that she ordered the banners to come down. Not only because Helena Moreno had them put up, even though she got permission from the city, but because Mayor Cantrell didn't do anything in office that showed that she cared about anything that the banners actually had to say. We're going to talk a little bit today about what people want for Christmas. And this is a conversation we'll have, you know, this week, and we'll have it again next week before Christmas. But there are some trends when it comes to giving people things, and Gen Z in particular wants something that I think is rather interesting. I mean, I wouldn't want it. It's kind of confusing for me, and I have to admit publicly that I don't totally get it. But anyway, not what they want. I don't get what they want. I mean, what they want, I don't really totally understand the whole concept of it. But, you know, I have such a simple mind that it's easy to confuse me. So Susie Wiles, who we talked about yesterday on the show, who did this interview with Vanity Fair, also said in the interview that Donald Trump was on the Epstein plane. Now, I did a video for Scoot on the Air Substack. You can watch the video there, comment on it if you want. And if you haven't joined me yet, Substack is, for a lot of you, it's going to be a new social media platform. And it really has some really great information. It is not purely right-wing like a lot of other social media platforms. There's a lot of intelligent comments on there. And I'm not saying that a lot of right-wingers don't have intelligent comments, because some do. But it's not hate bait, you know. It's not the worst of the worst. It's not all the petty stuff. I mean, there are a couple of people who are right wingers on Scoot on the Air Substack, and you know they come up with their little petty arguments because they suffer from SDS, Scoot Derangement Syndrome. I mean, I'm in their head, and no matter what I post, they're there to comment. So, you know, there are people suffering from that, and I guess we should feel sorry for them. But in any event, if you haven't done it yet, just download the Substack app and just search Scoot on the Air, and I'll be there. And please subscribe and then comment on what I post. And you're going to find a wealth of information. There are a lot of journalists on Substack and a lot of really credible people, many names that you're going to even recognize on Substack. It's totally different from Facebook and even different from Instagram. So download the Substack app and just search Scoot on the Air and subscribe, and you'll get the videos that we post. So how long have I been saying this? How long have I been saying that I don't know why either party doesn't just, you know, have the courage to support legalizing marijuana? Harry Enten, who is the polling guru on CNN, he says that one way that Trump could like win back voters that they're concerned that he's losing is by supporting legalized marijuana. I have been talking about that for a couple of years now. I don't know why one of the parties doesn't just suck it up and tell those who disagree to just, you know, bite it, and then support the idea of legal pot. I mean, I'm not a pot smoker, so it's not for me. It's just that I think pot should be legalized. So anyway, there is talk that Trump is losing a lot of the younger voters that voted for him, helped put him in office in 2024. And according to polls, he's losing them in pretty big numbers. And they're concerned about that. So my question is, well, why in the hell are they so concerned about that? Well, they're concerned about that because I believe that there's going to be a big push for Donald Trump, if his health holds up, to run for president in 2028. Now, you're not supposed to be able to run for a third term, but because that's what the Constitution says. But it just it seems like there's going to be maneuvering to try to get around that and find a way for the president to be a legitimate candidate in 2028. So we'll see what happens. But there's just a lot of talk about that. So, you know, we'll have that conversation as time goes on. But do not underestimate that if his health holds up, and we don't know about that, but if his health does hold up, he could be a candidate in 2028, which would be very, very unprecedented. So Susie Wiles talked about the president when he was younger being on the Epstein plane. I mean, he's on the manifest, you know, of people who were on the plane. But we don't know what he did on the plane. We don't know. And we don't know who was on the plane. Now, is it possible? See, because what we do is when we don't know stuff, we speculate. And that's just something that people do. It's natural. So we speculate on what might have happened. So the president's on the plane with Jeffrey Epstein. Are there teenage girls on the plane? And what are they doing on the plane? Are they going somewhere or are they just on a flight to nowhere? Are they just flying around or are they becoming members of the Mile High Club? I mean, I don't know. But when they don't tell us stuff and we get a little bit of information, we can't help as human beings but speculate. So he was on the plane when he was in his Playboy years, and Susie Wiles, who is his chief of staff, said in the interview with Vanity Fair that they didn't do anything too awful. What does that mean? So it means they did stuff, but it wasn't too awful. Now, I can think of a lot of things that you can do without doing, you know, there's a lot of stuff you could do. There's a lot of stuff they could do to you that wouldn't be that. So, I don't know, did that happen? They didn't do anything too awful. So, what does that mean? And then, again, to the hardcore Trump supporters, it doesn't really matter. But what they're concerned about is how it affects the younger voters that sided with him and helped put him in office in 2028. If they leave, then there's reason to believe he would not win another election. So anyway, that's their big concern. All right, so we do have a lot to get to today, and I want to try to get this in if we can. The movie industry, in terms of movie theaters, is struggling, and I've been to some movies kind of recently, and the theater has been kind of empty. I don't remember the last time I went to a movie where it was packed. Do you still go to movies? I mean, I love going to the movies. But the movies come out so quickly for streaming that if you miss a movie, you just wait a couple of months and boom, the movie's there for streaming. So do you even take time to go to the movies? And it's expensive. I mean, ticket prices are expensive at the movies, and the concession stand is going to take more money than the box office for the tickets. It costs a lot to go to the movies and get snacks. But I love the experience of doing that, and I don't think that's going to die. And I hope it doesn't die. We'll talk a little bit more about that if we get to it this afternoon. If you have a comment about anything we talk about on the show, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian is working in the back today. Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, Mr. Coleman.
I think I have an idea how we can not only save the music, the movie industry, but we can probably like revitalize Hollywood South, get some production here. I have a movie pitch.
Okay.
The Grinch that stole the inaugural banners. What do you think about that? I think we could write. I don't know where this idea came from. It just came to me, and I have this script idea of this plot of this Grinch that just hates all things happy and all things positive, and just wants to remove everything that shows hope and optimism. And maybe their ovaries will grow 9 times larger at the end. I'm still working out the details of how it was going to work, but that's just a random idea that revitalized Hollywood South.
When you just described the Grinch, you describe Mayor Cantrell perfectly.
What? No, these are all just fictional characters that I'm making up inside of my brain.
Okay.
It's like the South Park. Any correlations to any real people, just completely coincidental.
Of course, you can say that, but we're all going to come to the conclusion that it's Mayor Cantrell.
I can't decide how other people interpret my art. I'm sorry.
I understand. I see that you are wearing the Bucky's beanie that I brought you from Bucky's.
Yeah, you noticed that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, so the weather's warming up a little bit. You got to be happy about that.
One of my friends wanted to surprise me with a trip to Bucky's. They wanted to bring me, but my schedule didn't work out, so I guess I'll try it next month or something after the Christmas holidays.
I haven't been to Bucky's in days. So, I mean, I really haven't been to Buc-ee's in a couple of weeks, and I'm kind of jonesing for a trip to Buc-ee's.
Have you bought anyone a Christmas gift from Buc-ee's?
Yeah, I sent my grandkids some Christmas stuff, Christmas paraphernalia from Buc-ee's, and I sent each of them it's a Santa Claus suit. It's like a onesie. It's like something you sleep in. It's like a onesie that you sleep in, but the hood, you put the hood over. And it's Buc-ee's head on top. So, I mean, I hope they get a kick out of that.
Buc-ee's great for Christmas shopping.
Yeah, that's right. All right, if you have a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I was really running late getting to the station today because my AC is out. And it's not the fault of my landlord. It's the fault of the people on the roof. They're redoing the roof of my apartment building. And I live on the fourth floor, which is the top floor. So, man, I'm hearing all of the noise. It's horrible. And you can't communicate with these people and ask them what's going on because, well, most of them don't speak any English. And they don't understand what you're saying. And so they're up there, and they screwed up my air conditioning unit. Well, they did something, and then they brought some people in to fix it, and they didn't fix it, so I have no AC. Tomorrow it's going to be 75. I like it cooler than that in my apartment. So, you know, my landlord's working to get that taken care of. But, you know, it's really frustrating dealing with people who don't do their job right. And whoever is doing the roof, shame on whoever hired these people because they're taking forever and they've been over my apartment forever and it is unbelievably loud. You have no idea how loud they are. They slam stuff down like nobody's living underneath them. It really, really, very rude, very rude. And on top of that, so then they screw up the AC unit because they have to move it to do something with the roof and then they put it back together and the AC guy comes out today and they don't put it back together right. So, you know, now I don't have AC. So, you know, it's just, it's frustrating to deal with people who just don't do their jobs. All right. A lot to get to this afternoon. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
70. All right, Wednesday afternoon, working our way toward the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. So the report now is that the Catahoula Crunch from ICE, it's called the Catahoula Crunch. That's what they're calling the roundup of people in New Orleans and Louisiana. Maybe they should call it the Swamp Snatch, because you know they're snatching people out of the city, snatching people out of the state. So Swamp Snatch just sounds a lot better to me than Catahoula Crunch. So for the Swamp Snatch, so far, WWL Louisiana Channel 4 is reporting that over 250 people have been snatched up. The Department of Homeland Security says it's closer to 350. The press release says that the Department of Homeland Security continues its pursuit to remove the worst of the worst offenders in the New Orleans area. You know, that sounds really cool, except that, you know, we keep hearing that there are a lot of people that don't even have criminal records. And at one point, very early on, there were like almost 40 people snatched, and only 8 of them had criminal records. I mean, beyond like a ticket of some kind. So, you know, I mean, find the illegal people that are bad. Find the illegal people who have criminal records, and let's get them out first. If you're here illegally and you get caught, well, you know, I can't help you. You need to do what you can to be here legally. but it just seems like this is an attempt to remove brown people, and they're making excuses to just remove brown people. Oh, well, we didn't know. We thought this, we thought that, and the brown people are snatched up as well. And I think that's really sad. But again, you know, this is probably the brainchild of the alien, Stephen Miller. So it does continue. But what scares me is their quota for Louisiana is 5,000. Now, I know they're just starting, but even if they're at 350, as the Department of Homeland Security suggests, they got a long way to go. And it seems like to reach 5,000, they're gonna snatch up a lot of people who are really not worthy of being snatched up. So we'll have to, see how that works out. I was talking a few minutes ago about the current president running for an unprecedented and illegal third term. And so Miriam Adelson, who is an Israeli-American donor to Trump, she is offering $250 million for Trump to run for a third term. Now, you know, one thing that motivates this president is money. I mean, a lot of us are motivated by money, but, you know, not to the degree of maybe ignoring the Constitution or ignoring the law in the name of money. You know, you and I might be, reluctant to do that, but the president seems like he's pretty much willing to do anything for money. And so here's someone offering $250 million to run for a third term. His ego wants to run for a third term. Again, I'm saying, you know, if his health holds up, I mean, you know, we've got three more years to go. Yeah, three more years to go. So let's see how that turns out. But I guarantee it, there are people working behind the scenes for this president to run for a third term. All right, if you want to join us for the comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's get to a couple of your texts here. Here's a text that says, doing a great job, Coleman. Merry Christmas. So,
Merry Christmas text to that texter as well.
Text in for Coleman there. Text says, hey, Coleman, tell Scoot if he wants to buy a house with a new AC, I'd be happy to assist him with that. Thanks, Wanda Rogers.
Okay, well, I told you then.
Yeah, so Wanda, I'm okay right now, but I appreciate the effort. They're going to ultimately fix my apartment AC, and it's not the landlord's fault. I've got a great landlord, but I'm just really aggravated with the people who are working on the roof, and you know, whoever hired them made a big mistake because they just seem to be taking so long. And by the way, you know, a couple of weeks ago, part of the roof caught on fire. And they've got blowtorches up there. So I don't know. I don't know if they did it, but they've got blowtorches up there and suddenly the roof is on fire.
So during your opening segment, somebody did text and said they're willing to take your Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets because you know how rare it is to hear Trump speak. So if
That's
you're not
right.
going to make it to the
That's
Trans
right.
Siberian Orchestra, they'll be happy to take your ticket.
Okay.
That way, you know, you don't have to miss
hold that special text.
I will.
Because I said in the beginning, you know, it's my job to follow the news and to follow what's going on. And while we no longer really get embedded in heavy politics and all that arguing BS and all, we don't do that anymore on this show. And the show is so much more fun for me to do now, too. And I'm assuming it's better to listen to. But since the president is addressing the nation tonight, I wondered, should I give up my Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets and stay home and watch the president? I'm kind of torn here between work and play. And, I'm kind of a workaholic and I really put everything into work. So I'll kind of figure out what I need to do there. Let's see. What you got a text? You got a couple of texts?
Yeah, I want you to explain it to this listener. So earlier, once again, in a segment when you mentioned like Trump running for a third term, somebody texts, whoa, pump the brakes. I thought you weren't going to talk about political statements nor conversation anymore. So can you explain the difference between talking about politics arguing about politics?
Exactly. A good point. You know, we will, again, it's somebody looking for a reason to criticize. All along, I have said that, you know, as a talk show, we will address certain political issues. We will mention certain political issues, but I'm no longer getting into the boring, mundane arguments with people when most of the arguments are based on misinformation. And so we're just not doing that anymore. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to talk about politics because, you know, we're still going to talk about you know, some things, but I'm pretty much just going to, you know, express my opinion and leave it at that. And yeah, I don't know, maybe we'll let somebody call if they disagree, and maybe not. You know, I'm just, you know, entitled to my opinion, and I'll give it. And, you know, we're just not going to do the arguing stuff anymore. By the way, I do want to address this issue. I was critical of the president, as many people have been, for the way that he has handled the death of Rob Reiner and saying what he said in such an inhumane way. And I'm not the only one. There are many, many people who agree that that was not the right way to handle that. But that's the president. But there are people talking about how Rob Reiner did not want to say anything nice about Rush Limbaugh when Rush Limbaugh died. And, you know, I'm not familiar with that. I mean, obviously, that's something that's being pushed by the conservative media echo chamber. It might be true. And so I'm going to check into that, because if that's true, that's worth a mention. You know, Rob Reiner not even wanting to acknowledge in a humane way, you know, the death of somebody. And again, you know, I think there's something wrong when we celebrate death of Americans just because they have a different opinion. Now, if an American, you know, does something horrific, you know, yeah, you might want to like, okay, well, you know, maybe they should be dead, you know, or I'm not sorry they're dead. I mean, I think there's certain people that qualify for that, but not people that just have a different opinion. You know, you don't hope that Rush Limbaugh dies. You're not glad. You shouldn't be glad that he's dead because you had a different opinion from him. But that's where we are as a country. And we've made this comparison a lot. You shouldn't be happy that Charlie Kirk is dead if you disagreed with Charlie Kirk. He's still entitled to his opinions. You shouldn't be inhumane or happy that Rob Reiner was stabbed to death because you disagree with his opinion of the president. That's not why we hope people are dead. So we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. If you do have a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Here's a song that takes me back to, again, my little transistor radio in Metairie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
This is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, part of the Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Man, the singing, the music. Man, there's a rock fiddler who comes out, and she is just incredible. The performers, the music, the lights, it's all amazing. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra is in town tonight at the Smoothie King Center. It's a great Christmas experience, and a nice story is woven around the rock music and the lights, and it's just it's a great Christmas experience, and it's at the Smoothie King Center tonight at 7 o'clock. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I'm ordering some perfume from Perfume Headquarters and didn't remember the code to use. If there is still one, please help me out. Thanks. No, there's no code for Perfume Headquarters because, I mean, the prices are low for everybody. So there's no code there. The code that I talk about is for the Aura frame, that digital frame, and the promo code is Scoot for that. But you don't need a promo code. You're going to get just incredibly low prices if you order it at Perfume Headquarters. So check that out. I'm Scoot. Ian is in the back doing paperwork today, and Coleman is our studio producer. We'll get to a few of your text messages coming up here in just a few minutes. So there's a lot of talk about Rob Reiner basically treating Rush Limbaugh the way Donald Trump treated Rob Reiner. And I don't know if that's true. I don't remember paying attention to that. There is some information from Real America's Voice, but that's a right-wing streaming service. So I'm not going to, that's not credible to me. So I'm not going to believe that. I don't believe left-wing streaming services either. So, you know, forget that. I mean, like Mother Jones is a left-wing media outlet. I don't use anything from Mother Jones. and it's all very, very critical of the president and anything that he says or does, I don't use that because it's not credible. So I consider this right-wing streaming service, Real America's Voice, to be not credible. So I'm not going to use any of that information. I don't know about Rush Limbaugh. I don't know if that's true or not. But I know that Rob Reiner did express just deep, deep empathy for the death of Charlie Kirk. Maybe not deep, deep. Maybe it was just deep empathy for the death of Charlie Kirk. And I'm sure Rob Reiner, a Jewish American, did not agree with much of what Charlie Kirk said, but he thought his murder was horrific. And that's the word that he used. Also, he really had a lot of nice things to say about Erica Kirk, Charlie Kirk's wife, in talking about her speech about Charlie and about the hate that led to his death. And Rob Reiner had total empathy for that. So as far as the Rush Limbaugh thing is concerned, I don't know. If you want to believe that he dissed Rush Limbaugh when he died, you can believe that. I'm you know, if I have a chance, I'll do a little deeper search into that. But, you know, even if he did, that doesn't mean the president needs to do the same thing. You know, just because somebody else does something doesn't mean that you should do the wrong thing, too. I mean, where does it stop? You know, then, okay, Rob Reiner did the wrong thing, and then the president does the wrong thing, and then the next time it happens, somebody else does the wrong thing. I mean, where does that stop? I mean, at some point, can't you be bigger and say, even though somebody did this, I'm going to be bigger than that, and I'm going to handle it this way? We don't have enough of that in America. We have so much, you know, whataboutism. Well, you know, what about that? Well, they did it that way, so, you know, I'm going to do it this way. I just don't think that gets us anywhere. Terry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Terry. Hello, Terry. Okay, I don't know where Terry is. I guess we lost Terry. Here is a text that, let's see, let me get to a couple of these other texts that have come in. We get a ton of texts on this show.
But before we get that, what you just said reminded me of something. So for those who say that what Trump said is appropriate because all the negative things Rob Reiner said about Trump while he was alive, I guess we're supposed to respond like, oh, well, then it's completely okay. Then, like, we're supposed to bypass it. And it kind of reminded me why Trump was elected in the first place, because people who do think like that, they feel like Trump is a fighter, like he speaks for those who don't have a voice. So right. It's like they're tired of getting punched with, and they have to be the bigger person. They're the ones that have to stay silent while people call them Nazis or racists or fascists. And I think when Trump fights back or even says negative things, no matter how egregious it is or how disrespectful it is, they do feel like somebody is speaking out for them. So I do think that those people are still out there, where when Trump does get bombasted and calls people fat or say quiet piggy, he does all those things, they feel like finally somebody is fighting back for us or speaking, like saying what I would say if I was in that position.
I agree, Coleman. I think that is definitely part of it. And they're vicariously living through Trump because Trump is saying what they don't maybe have the courage to say, what they want to say, and Trump is saying that. You know, I realize that. But that's why I think we should look to our leaders to take a higher position when it comes to these kind of things. Instead of encouraging that, encourage empathy. You know, we're talking about death. We're talking about hating somebody because of their political views. We're talking about being happy that somebody is dead because of their political views. And that intrinsically is very un-American. You're not supposed to hate people because of their political views. You're not supposed to hope that, well, you can hate them, but you're not supposed to hope that somebody is dead because of their political views. And that's the problem with that. All right, we're going to come back with more comments. We've got a lot of text to get to as well. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, happy birthday today to Paul Rogers, lead singer and songwriter for Bad Company. Paul Rogers, 76 years old today. I'm Scoot, and hang on, we have got a lot more still to come coming up in the next hour. I'll tell you about the new Seattle Seahawks uniform, big game coming up tomorrow night, Seattle and Los Angeles. It's a huge game. You'll hear it right here on WWL, and we'll be right back. Well, today is the birthday of Art Neville, keyboard player with the Neville Brothers, born right here in New Orleans. But he passed away back in 2009 at the age of 81. But today would have been Art Neville's birthday. Classic song from Demeters. This is what's known as New Orleans funk. Get funky with it. Get the funk out of my face. Funk off. A lot of good music there.
That's a new perfume at Perfume Espresso, New Orleans Funk.
I'm sorry, what?
Is that a new perfume at Perfume Headquarters,
New
Orleans Funk?
Could be. Yeah, it could be. They should do a funk fragrance. Funk fragrance. Smell like funk. Smell like new... I don't know, man. I would be afraid to smell like funk. You know, I don't know what that would smell like, but it doesn't sound too good to me. The president will address the nation tonight. We're going to carry that live for you here on WWL. I got tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And, you know, one side of me thinks I should stay home and watch it and take all the notes. Another part of me thinks, man, no, man, go to Trans-Siberian Orchestra because it's one of your favorite things to do. I mean, you know, why not do it? Anyway, I'll have to figure out that dilemma. There are 250,000 packages stolen every day this time of year from porches. Porch pirates stealing Christmas gifts that are being delivered to people's homes. What can we do about that, though? I mean, there are just some people who are willing to do that, and maybe the penalty should be a little stiffer. We'll be right back. Well, I'm glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon, cloudy afternoon, warming up today and got a chance of rain today and tomorrow, and then temperatures dipping tomorrow and then going back up again and then warm for the weekend and warm for Christmas. Yeah, I'm not thrilled about that, but, you know, I mean, it's okay. It's, you know, you can't, you know, expect the weather to be one way or the other this time of year. The record high Christmas day I forget the year, but it's 82 degrees. And it doesn't look like we're going to break any kind of record, but it looks like we are going to be in the 70s. But as I mentioned the other day, you know, for the kids that get stuff like bikes and skateboards and things like that, you know, they're going to be able to go out and play. Sometimes it's so cold that you can't go out and play, and sometimes it's raining and you can't go out and play. So, you know, the weather will be nice for any kids that get toys that are outside toys. All right, a lot to still talk about today. I wrote a blog after the show yesterday, and it's posted on our website, WWL.com, and also it should be up on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And it asked the question, are shocking revelations about the president true? And it's about the shocking revelations in the interview that White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiley did with Vanity Fair magazine. You know, there was some outrageous stuff said. She said that he's on the manifest. It's in black and white. He was on the Epstein plane. And he was also wrong about Bill Clinton being on the Epstein plane and going to the island, because she said there's no evidence that Bill Clinton went to Jeffrey Epstein's island. So my question is, if Donald Trump, back in his Playboy days, was on that plane, what was he doing on the plane? And were there teenage girls on the plane? You know, we don't know, but that's, you know, that's what people speculate when they only hear, you know, part of the information, and we don't know. And the White House is concerned about the impact that this could have on younger voters and those voters who voted for Trump because they didn't like Kamala Harris. And this is what a lot of people don't understand, or they don't want to understand. Many Americans voted for Donald Trump in 2024. Because they didn't like Kamala Harris. They didn't think she was a good candidate. And she was not a good candidate. And also, I think America still, I'm sad to say, I think America still struggles with the idea of a woman becoming president. I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's right. But I think it's reality. So because of those things, there were a lot of people who were not hardcore Trump supporters who voted for him because out of the two, they felt like he was the best option. And the question is, do they still feel that way today? And I can't help but kind of read in between the lines, and with all of this concern about Trump voters in the future, they must be planning for him to run again in 2028, which would be, again, unprecedented. So, yes, again, we will mention political things because they're interesting, but, you know, we don't get heavily into that. Listen, I want to remind you, the Saints are playing their final home game against the New York Jets this Sunday in the Caesar Superdome. You can win a pair of premium tickets, really good seats, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from the Bullseye Event Group. And you can do this by just going to WWL.com/contest with an S and register to win. and you can register once every day. So register today and register tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the deadline, and then we'll be announcing the winner. But I think the Saints win. I think the Saints are going to beat the Jets this weekend and make it three in a row. And I'm anticipating more improvement from the Saints. And it seems like they went through really rough times, and it seems like they're showing signs of being more of a unit. And I think that's a really positive thing. So I think they beat the Jets on Sunday. But look, the VIP tailgate party from Bullseye Event Group at Benson Tower, it's a great party. Premium booze, great food, get full, get a little buzz on, walk over to the dome, enjoy the game. It's a great way to start the game. So you can win the tickets and the VIP passes to the tailgate party by going to our website, wwl.com/contest with an S. Also, today is Wednesday, and it's a time for QB to QP, QB to QB, and that's going to be at 4:30 this afternoon. The Cajun Cannon and Drew Brees, QB to QB, Brees and Bobby, today, Sports Talk. They'll have a lot to talk about. That's at 4:30 this afternoon. Make an appointment to be there here on WWL. So the Rolling Stones have canceled plans for a 2026 tour because Keith Richards is unable to commit to the tough schedule of touring, apparently because of health issues. Now, look, we can all agree that Keith Richards is lucky to be alive. The drugs, the lifestyle, the smoking. I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine that he's still smoking, but he might be. But Keith Richards is not the best physical specimen. Now, I hope he's okay. I really do. Because that would be devastating. Charlie Watts, was when he died, that was devastating enough. So I hope that Keith Richards is okay. But we are just getting news that the Rolling Stones have canceled a planned tour in 2026 because Keith Richards is not able to keep up with that schedule. And, you know, that's a tough schedule. And while they are pampered and while they have a lot done for them on tour, you know, it's still a very, very difficult thing to deal with. All right, let me get to a couple of your text messages. So here's one that says, I am in the construction industry and the ICE operation has my company nearly at a standstill. I keep saying the same thing you just said. All the media coverage I've seen so far, and they haven't even scratched the surface on their total goal of 5,000. You know, WWL Louisiana, Channel 4 reporting about 250 people detained. The Department of Homeland Security saying, no, it's closer to 350. But their goal is 5,000. And I just think to reach this goal, this quota, they're going to end up detaining a lot of people that don't deserve to be detained. And that's why I think it's wrong to have a quota. I mean, why have a quota in a situation like this? You know, you shouldn't have a quota. Well, you know, NOPD has a quota of, you know, arresting 100 criminals this month. Well, what if they're 200? What if there are only 50? I mean, you just don't go around arresting people to meet a quota. You don't detain people to reach a quota. So I think the whole quota thing is kind of messed up. Here is a text that says, please shop Latino groceries and restaurants. They need your help. I'll tell you a great place you can get just really phenomenal food and really great vegetables, really great produce in general, is Ideal Market. And there are Ideal Markets all over. And if you think Ideal Market is not for you because you're not Latino, man, you are missing out you're missing out because they've got really great stuff. And they've got hot food and beverages. And, you know, you can go in there and get a great bite to eat of some really authentic Hispanic food and not have to worry about cooking. Here is a text that says, see Trans-Siberian Orchestra live, see Trump later on YouTube. Yeah, I was pondering whether or not I should just not go to Trans-Siberian Orchestra tonight and watch the president address the nation tonight. So that's good advice. I'm going to go to Trans-Siberian Orchestra and I will catch up on the president later.
See, Scoot, you have to have your priorities in order. You're already starting to feel this is your job. This is your profession. You chose this life.
I chose this lifestyle.
And now you're letting people try to sway you and deter you from doing what's right.
You mean you think what's right is to just stay home and get in front of that TV and just watch everything the president says? Well, you know, months ago, I might have done that when we were getting all involved in the political debates. I'd be writing down. I mean, I do take notes, and I will take notes on what he said, and I'll be able to rewatch his address to the nation later. So, yeah, hell yeah, I'm going to Trans-Siberian Orchestra tonight. I'll catch up on that later. Yeah, I'm getting a number of texts like that. Here's a text that says, Helena Moreno is very beautiful. LaToya's face looks like... Now, I don't want to get into that. I'm not going to get into that because the way somebody looks physically shouldn't matter. But if you didn't hear, and of course you've heard this in our news as well. We talked about it in the first hour. But LaToya Cantrell had the banners that Helena Moreno had put up at Gallier Hall anticipating the inaugural ball coming up next month. I hope I get an invitation to that. That would be really cool. I mean, I didn't want to go to LaToya's, but I would go to Helena Moreno's. Anyway, I hope I get an invitation to that. But anyway, she put up these banners. She got permission from the city to put up the banners, and boy, LaToya found out, and she got PO'd, and she had the banners taken down. And I guess she just disagreed with... you know, what the banner said, all positive messages, and I guess that's really not the message of LaToya Cantrell. So she had them taken down, and I'm sure she's really jealous. And if you don't know what the banners said, the banners read, each banner had a different message. One of them said, all in for New Orleans. Another one said, all in for our community. Another one, all in for our culture. Another one, all in for our youth. And finally, all in for our future. Really positive, strong messages about dedication to New Orleans and the culture and our community and our youth and our future. And those are things that are not congruent with the beliefs of LaToya Cantrell. And you can look back at her administration and believe that. And I mean, I cannot wait until we don't talk about her anymore. She has been a mess for our city. And she brought it on herself. We will be talking about her again next year when the trial comes up. If there is a trial, she's facing federal charges. And her ego led her into some sketchy situations with a boy toy, her booty guard. And she is being held accountable for those indiscretions. And it's not about the affair. It's not about the actual act itself. If they did have an affair, if they were, we don't even know if they were doing it. They might have gone to hotels around the world and had, separate beds. You know, a lot of hotel rooms come with two queen size beds. They might have been sleeping in separate beds. So we don't know about that. But she inappropriately used her position in the city to take trips with this guy. And he was a New Orleans police officer. And sometimes he was ripping off the city, according to the charges, because he was paid to be an officer, and he wasn't. He was just hanging out with the mayor. And it's not the amount of money. It's the principle and the arrogance of a politician thinking that they can do whatever they want because they're in a position of power. And sometimes politics attracts the wrong people. You know, it's sort of like sometimes a situation attracts criminals. But it doesn't mean that you have to commit a crime. And the mayor did not have to submit to the temptations of her office, but yet she took advantage of those things.
Could you imagine you think you can sleep late? You know, I don't have to go to work till 10, but then you get a phone call and it's your boss saying, hey, we need somebody to get on the crane and take the sign down. And he's like, what? Why? We just put them up. Like, we just literally put them up. Oh, no, we got to take them down. And you can't say no because the Christmas time is coming up and maybe it's overtime.
Yeah.
I wonder what the crane operator and the guy who actually had to physically take it down felt like this morning.
I don't know. I think those crane operators make pretty good bucks.
That's probably what they were thinking. They didn't care what the sign said or who gave the order. Just, overtime.
One of them may have called Mayor Cantrell. Hey, Mayor, have you seen these? Have you seen these banners up here? Man, they look really bad. I think you should take them down. And then the order came down. Who knows? you know, I don't know. But they're taken down. It was, Mayor Cantrell was obviously very, very offended by what she saw. Let's do a couple of more texts here. Here's a text that says, I definitely agree with how he handled the Rob Reiner situation. I'm assuming they agree with the way the president handled the Rob Reiner situation. Here is a text. But we love arguing, Scoot. It's our new culture. Yeah, it is, but it's just, you know, it's so ugly. And I'm not saying that we'll never, ever get into an argument again. But I just like de-emphasizing politics or treating it more like, hey, we're going to mention some things about politics because it's important. And we might kind of joke about some stuff. And then we're going to move on. Here is a text that says, what is the left-wing echo chamber media been saying about this too? I don't know. I'm not tuned into the left-wing echo chamber. I'm not tuned into that. So I have no idea what they're saying. And since I'm not liberal, I mean, I'm liberal on some issues, but I'm not a liberal. I don't know what they're saying. Here's a text that says, Swamp Snatch, which was my suggestion for the Catahoula Crunch operation, because, you know, they're snatching people out of society. The Swamp Snatch sounds like a medical sounds like a medical condition that requires antibiotics and some moisturizer. Yeah, maybe it does. Let's see. Here's a text that says, screw whataboutism. The Republicans always pull. You don't kick a man when he's down. You don't speak ill of the dead. And dump on trashed the man and Dupo the trash. I don't know. I can't quite figure out.
I think
out
they're
that.
Trying to call Trump Dumpo and
okay.
Dumpo trashed them. Yeah.
Say, I didn't even pick up on that. And the president trashed the man. Yeah, I just don't think it was the right way to handle that. And like I say, I just don't. I don't know anything about Rob Reiner being disrespectful to Rush Limbaugh when he died. But if he was, I would have been critical of Rob Reiner for that. But that doesn't mean the president has to do the same thing. You know, and at some point this, well, they did that, so now we're going to do this. It, you know, this, you know, getting back at somebody because somebody else did the same thing. I don't, we need to reach a higher ground. And look, I honestly believe, and I'm going to continue to promote this on the show, I honestly believe that we're heading for higher ground. I don't think we're going to continue to go low. I think there are enough good, moral Americans who are going to collectively reject the path that we're on, and we are going to move to a higher ground. It doesn't mean that sometime in the future we're not going to go back down because these things go in cycles, but I think there's going to be enough backlash to just the immoral trash that has been used to attack both sides. And I honestly believe we're headed for a higher ground. And, you know, we'll see what happens. All right, if you do have a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. It's a Wednesday afternoon. And this morning on WWL Louisiana Channel 4, the Molly Ringwalds did their new Christmas song, Because It's Christmas Time. You know, this is a song that you're discovering in the same way that, you know, like boomers like me, you know, we discovered Jingle Bell Rock and Rock Around the Christmas Tree with me. We discovered those Christmas songs when we were young. There are young people who actually do listen to this show, and this is a song that, as we continue to play this in the future, this is going to remind them of Christmas memories as time goes on, because every Christmas song started out as a new song, and so here's a new Christmas song that we can all bond with, and I think musically it's a good song, and I like the lyrics too. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, it's a Wednesday afternoon. Next week is Christmas. I think I better stop hesitating and go out and start some of my Christmas shopping. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us this afternoon. So the Seattle Seahawks, I'm really pulling for the Seahawks. I mean, I like the color of the uniforms. You know, I lived in Seattle. I was on the air there. I was a Seahawks fan when I was there. I think the 12th fan, the people in the stands, they are to be admired and respected. And I'm kind of pulling for the Seahawks, and that's where Rashid Shaheed went. I'm sure he's making a difference with the team. Tomorrow night, the Seahawks play the Rams, and this is going to be an unbelievable Thursday night game. And I love the NFL this year because there's so many possibilities of new teams getting to the playoffs, and you know some of the big teams that you expect to be there are not there, most notably the Kansas City Chiefs. So the Seahawks are going to have brand new rivalry jerseys and uniforms, full new uniforms, for the first time at the home game tomorrow. Now, there was some talk about reference to Kurt Cobain. I have now found out that there is a plan for something on a uniform to represent the grunge era, which came from Seattle, but that's not going to be part of the new uniforms tomorrow night, as I understand it. The uniforms are from Nike, wolf gray jerseys and pants, iridescent green jersey numbers, you know, that reflect differently depending on how the light hits it. The uniforms will also include a new helmet with the iconic Seahawk head design and a metallic chrome finish with an iridescent green base. They will include a reference to the 12s. There's going to be a 12s patch on the uniform as well, and this is to reflect and pay homage to the fans, the 12th man, meaning the fans. And apparently they made that up. I thought Texas A&M made that up, but apparently the Seahawks did it, or I don't know. It doesn't matter. The number 12 is going to represent the fans, the 12th man on the field. Because, man, they are loud. And I've mentioned this before. You know, I think they might have the record, but I think an outdoor stadium actually has the record for the highest decibels and the most noise. And you might think, well, that's strange. We should be able to have the record inside a dome like the Caesar Superdome. But that dome and other domes, they have acoustical properties to them because they're also made for concerts. So those acoustical tiles absorb some of the noises, and we're just not as loud as we are. And we are loud, and we can be very intimidating in the dome. We're not going to set a decibel record because of the acoustical properties of the dome. That's my understanding of it all. And these outdoor stadiums, they're the ones that end up setting the records because they don't have that. But, man, tomorrow night, that is a huge game. And what about Philip Rivers? 44 years old, a grandfather. He's the quarterback for the Colts, and the Colts almost won that game last weekend. I mean, it wasn't Philip Rivers' fault that they lost, so he didn't do so badly. And it's just kind of amazing that this guy comes out of retirement and he's in a game because, my God, I mean, you know, you get hit pretty hard in football. And, you know, the older you get, I think the tougher those hits are. I mean, obviously the tougher those hits are. And I think Aaron Rodgers is like 43. So, you know, he's a little bit older too. And, you know, he's making a difference with the Steelers. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I mean, the Jacksonville Jags, you know, there's another city like New Orleans that is not a major metropolitan area, not a major city in the NFL. And, you know, they probably get discriminated against as well. Trevor Lawrence, I think it's important to remember this. Look how good Trevor Lawrence is now. What, has it been 3 years, maybe 4 years, 3 or 4 years since he was drafted from Clemson? Trevor Lawrence was kind of sketchy in the beginning. And you know, there were times that I wondered, man, I don't know, is he really worth that high of a draft pick? Because there's something missing. Well, man, you know, as time goes on, he has really put it together. And I think Tyler Shuck, in a lot of ways, is better now than Trevor Lawrence was in the beginning of his career. And if Tyler Shuck is better than Trevor Lawrence was in the beginning, and you see where Trevor Lawrence is today, you know, Tyler Shuck could end up being an unbelievable quarterback in the NFL. And we've seen signs, you know, the last 2 weeks of improvement, and he seems to have a lot of confidence. And I love the fact that the guy can run. I like that they call plays for him to use his legs as well. So, look, a lot of great football. You're going to hear a lot of it here on WWL. They'll be talking more about this on Sports Talk coming up. And if you do want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, so it's 1963. And Carol Jones at WWDC in Washington, D.C., radio station, she gets a hold of this record that a flight attendant brings over from England. It's a song that she brings over from England, and somehow this guy decides to play it on the air. It gets on the air, and the fans love it. It's a 45. The fans absolutely love it, and like nobody had heard it before. So this person on this day in 1963 at WWDC in Washington, D.C., got a hold of this record, put it on the air, and people started to go crazy. And in February of the very next year, Beatlemania was in full swing. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Now, this is a Christmas classic. You know, Madonna did this, and it was all kind of breathy and a little sexy, but nobody does it better than Eartha Kitt. All right, Wednesday afternoon, I'm Scoot on the air. I mentioned it yesterday, and I want to mention it again, man. I'm really proud of the feds, and, you know, congratulations to the feds and the FBI in finding this New Iberia man, arrested him as part of a suspected terror plot that was going to happen in New Orleans. And they were planning, there was a plan for another terror attack in New Orleans, and this guy, Micah, I guess it's Legnon or Lejeune. I'm sure it's a French pronunciation. I don't know. I don't know French like I should, but it's Mike Legnon or I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, 29 years old. And the guy's a former Marine. He's got combat training. And it's sad, but, you know, all veterans are not good people. There are a hell of a lot of great veterans. A lot of great people served in our military. But there are a few who are not good people. And you can't always assume that a veteran is a good person. Well, I think you should assume that veterans are good people, but be wary because there are a few who are just not good people. And they use what we taught them, what our military taught them, for malicious actions. But anyway, they found body armor, gas canisters, a pistol, an assault rifle. They found all this stuff. You know, this guy was going to end up dead. I mean, he was going to end up dead at some point. You know, he wasn't going to be able to pull this off. But really, it's worth crediting the feds for stopping this from happening. And I think so often we don't, you know, pay enough attention to some of the plots that are foiled and, you know, how hard they work every day to just uncover things to keep us all very safe. All right, here's a text that says, sorry, Scoop, but I think your beloved Kansas City Chiefs have the loudest record ever, a crowd noise of 142.2 decibels. That's from Sam. Sam, the Kansas City Chiefs are not my beloved team. They never have been. I don't know where you get that, but I'm happy the Chiefs are out of it. And I'm not crying for for anybody on the Chiefs team. I mean, they had a long run. They had a great run. It's time for somebody else to get in there, and other people are going to be there this year. I feel badly that Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL and is going to have to deal with that, because that's a hell of a rehab. I told you yesterday that I've had two ACL tears on one knee, one from running and one from snowboarding. And I've had two reconstruction surgeries on that knee, and I still have issues with it. But, you know, it was never part of my career to rehabilitate myself, so I didn't dedicate as much time as I maybe could have to that. Here's a text that says, not only was Philip Rivers 44 years old, but he was literally a high school coach, basically watching football on the couch every Sunday until a week before he played. That's saying something. Too bad his defense can't even stop him from kicking stop the other team from kicking a field goal. Yeah, Philip Rivers did not lose that game the other day. He apparently did his part, and Philip Rivers just was the victim of a defense that that couldn't stop the other team.
Yeah, I'm still processing that someone could be a grandfather at the age of 44. Like, for some, I don't know why that bothered me so much, but it shouldn't have, because I know it's possible, like the math checks out. But still, when I think grandfather, I don't think 40s. I think, you know, 60s. But, you know,
no, it's quite possible mathematically. I mean, I wasn't a grandfather until much later in life. Let's see. There was another text I wanted to get to. Okay, it says, actually, I think it was on Sports Talk at 4 o'clock on WWL. Rivers has only 1 year left on his health insurance. By him coming back in the NFL, I believe he has health insurance until 2031 or something like that. Look, you can't tell me that Philip Rivers, for his years in the NFL, doesn't have kind of a cush situation. I mean, I can't imagine a guy like that who played that many years in the NFL is worried about health insurance. But, you know, hey, if you can get it for free, it doesn't matter how much money you have. It's good to get it for free if you can. All right, if you've got a comment this afternoon, want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And I think Tulane, I have said this for the last couple of days, I think Tulane is going to upset Ole Miss. I think they're going to give Ole Miss a hell of a game, because the whole Tulane team is a completely different team now than they were when they played Ole Miss earlier in the season. And, you know, Ole Miss lost their coach. Lane Kiffin's not going to be on the sideline, and I don't care how they process this. I can't imagine that is not going to have some impact and cause some question, some subconscious question in the minds of the Ole Miss players. And I think Tulane is on track to beat them. And it's going to remind me of when Tulane went to the Cotton Bowl a couple of years ago and beat South Carolina. I mean, not South Carolina. Beat Southern Cal. They beat Southern Cal, and Caleb Williams, quarterback for the Bears, he was a quarterback of Southern Cal then. And, man, Tulane took it to them. And I was just so proud of that moment. And my dad graduated from Tulane, and yeah, I've always been a Tulane fan, I guess, because of that, and because Tulane is right here. I mean, I'm also an LSU fan as well. You know, you can be both. All right, we got to get to a break here. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1969, Tiny Tim married Miss Vicky on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. The program received the second largest ratings of any show at the time. I don't know why. I watched it. I could not believe that I even cared, but I watched it, and a lot of people watched this hideous man with this falsetto voice marry this very attractive young woman named Miss Vicky. And I've told you this before, I interviewed Tiny Tim once, and he was a total train wreck. I'm Scoot. This is WWL. Oh, this is such a cheesy song. It was released on this day in 1962, but this is another one of the songs that reminds me of my little transistor radio. You know, I don't know what my parents were doing, but, you know, I had that transistor radio, and I thought the world was wonderful, because I could just sneak off on my own in my room or outside and listen to music. But this was like a back and forth, "Hey, Paula, it's from Paul and Paula," just a cheesy song. All right, here's a text that says that I let somebody down. Obviously, the guy that said your beloved Kansas City Chiefs listens to the show, and it's called sarcasm. I can't believe you missed it. Look, when I am on the air here, I am in war mode. You know, I never know what I'm going to get hit with, and sometimes I miss the obvious. I'm trying to relax and not, you know, be sensitive to those kind of things, but I'm in war mode here, so sometimes I miss the sarcasm, and when I do, I apologize for that. So now I get it. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. So yesterday in the news, there was a lot of talk about Howard Stern just signing a new 3-year contract. Where was all the talk about the new 3-year contract that I just signed with WWL a couple of months ago? Yeah, I just signed a new contract with WWL, so I'm very, very happy about that. But yeah, Howard was making a big deal about that, and you know, he talks about his haters, and you know, I've learned this in this business. You know, if you don't have haters, you're just not doing the job right, because haters just kind of come along with this business. So just remember, we don't do the show for the haters. We do the show for the rest of you. And, you know, just we love the support that we have for our show. And I love spending every afternoon with you. And I know that if I tried to make everybody happy, which is impossible, I wouldn't make anybody happy. And the people who were so quick to be, you know, so critical, I don't know whether they realize it or not, but not everybody likes them either. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do in life. You know, chances are you do not have 100% of the business. No matter what business you're in, there are people who don't like you. They don't like your product. They don't like your service. They don't like the way you do business. They don't like what you say. They don't like anything about you. So they do business with somebody else. So it's just kind of a fact of life that, you know, that I've learned to live with, and I'm happy with it. I'm cool, and it's kind of comforting to know that, you know, if you do have those haters, you kind of ignore them, because they're just part of being successful in the business. So yeah, Howard Stern just signed a new 3-year deal. I just signed a three-year deal, and so yeah, things are great here at WWL, and this is such a special radio station in this country, because we don't have one train of thought. We don't have one ideology. You know, Tommy is Tommy, Newell is Newell, I am me, Sports Talk is Sports Talk. And that's a really special situation to be in. And I think it's really the best because we offer so much to so many people. And WWL is just such a great tradition. I'm sure most of you know this, but I started my career at 17 at WWL. I was producer for the morning show, Bob Ruby. I did the morning show on WWL. At that time, it was only 870 AM. And I did the show I did the show with Bob. Well, you know, I mean, every once in a while, Bob would ask me a question. And just the fact that I was on the air was just such an incredible, incredible thing. But it was my first job, and I fell in love with the business. And I knew that this is what I wanted to do. And I, you know, set my sights on doing this. And my goal was to, you know, be on the air and, you know, start out part-time. And I worked that out. And to get on-air experience, I used to drive every weekend. I drove two and a half hours. Well, actually, at the time, it was a 3-hour drive. I drove to Mobile. And a radio station there, WMOB, was an AM station, and I convinced them to let me on the air Saturday mornings. And I did a Saturday morning show from 6 to noon, $2 an hour. So I drove to Mobile for $12, which at the time actually covered my gas, because gas was so cheap back then. So I did the show and then drove home and got some experience, and then I got part-time on WWL. And then when WWL FM, it was Joy 102, it was the FM station was Elevator Music, and they decided to change it to like Top 40, current hits, you know, to pop hits. And so they moved me from WWL AM part-time into the morning show on WWL FM, which was Rampart 102. And they put me on in the morning, because I was so inexperienced and so bad that nobody listened to FM in the morning. So we'll just put Scoot on in the morning because, you know, nobody knows, you know, nobody listens, and he's not going to hurt the station. Everybody was listening to FM at night and some in the afternoon, but nobody, I mean, they had no ratings in the morning. So, you know, with no guidance whatsoever, I just decided to start doing a show. And I started Scoot in the Morning, and I just started doing a show. And very early in my career, I remember this Playboy playmate who was dating a New Orleans police officer, was in Playboy magazine, and she called my show. And it just the fact that I got this endorsement from a Playboy Playmate of the Month was you know, kind of a cool thing back then. And anyway, that was the beginning of my career. But yeah, they put me on in the morning because I was so terrible. And spent a lot of time in music radio. And then I said, you know, I got to change. I got to move from music. I got to move from music. Got to get into talk if I'm going to extend my career. And so in the early 90s, I guess around 90, 91, I was on Magic 101.9. Magic, it was Magic 102 at the time. But I was on Magic doing the morning show. And I had my sights on WWL Talk. And when the midday host went on vacation, I said, I want to do the show. So I did the show while he was on vacation. And my goal was to show that I could do a better job than he did. And 6 months later, I had that job. And, you know, then ended up going all around the country. And here I am, you know, back on WWL. So, you know, this is home to me. You know, this is where I started my career. And so it's just... you know, it's great to be here, and it's great that the station wanted to make that commitment. So I you know, I couldn't help but think, hearing about you know, Howard Stern announcing his new three year deal, that I had recently signed a 3 year deal with the station, and very proud of that, and so happy that I'll be here for you know, for a while, and who knows, maybe, you know, maybe forever. You know, I can't imagine retiring. I mean, I don't really have any hobbies. I mean, my work is my hobby. I mean, going to concerts and taking notes and coming back and saying something about the audience or about the band. I mean, that's what I do. That's it's my work and my hobby. And I remember reading somewhere where it was from a Chinese philosopher, and he said, a truly happy person is someone who can't tell the difference between work and play. And honestly, that's me. That's me in my business. I've had relationships end because of my commitment to work and my commitment to radio. So I'm not recommending this for everybody, but I have put work first, and that hasn't always worked out well. But it's that's just the way I am, and that's the drive that I have in me. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. So since that news broke yesterday,
I appreciate what you said earlier about Tommy is Tommy, Newell is Newell, school to school, because WWL is very unique. And one of the things that always kind of irked me is there are people that swear, whether it's on a text or Facebook comments, that we are controlled by one singular entity. Like, we get our marching orders from one person at the top, yeah, and we all have to march lockstep. And I wish there was a way that I could convince those, because they're convinced, no matter what you say or do, I wish we can pull back the curtain and show, like, the stress we go to trying to come up with ideas and contents and guests. Like, nobody from the top is telling us what to do, what to say, how to program. They're not trying. It's like, no, they're not. They're like, we are all doing this ourselves. We work the hours. You know, sometimes Diane doesn't get out of here till 8, 9 o'clock at night. And it would be easier if somebody at the top was like our puppeteer, and like, and we were just marionettes. It would make our job easier, but it's not. And I wish people would understand that, like, what Newell does is what Newell does. Nobody's forcing him to say what he does. Nobody's forcing you to say what you say. Nobody's making Tommy do what he do. You, it's like, we're all putting in the work, and nobody is now left or right. It's whatever you decide to say, whatever Newell decide to say, and that's, we right, have that freedom in WWL to do that.
It's awesome. And I'll tell you what, this radio station is admired by stations and talk host and personalities around the country. I mean, we are a total phenomenon, and it's just that WWL is that unique. You know, but look, let me just say this one more time. You know, there are people who, it's because of the right-wing echo chamber, there are people that think that George Soros runs this station. Well, I'm going to prove you wrong right now. George Soros' investment company invested in Odyssey, our parent company. George Soros has nothing to do with my show. George Soros has nothing to do with Newell's show. In fact, if George Soros was in control, maybe they would try to make Newell Oh, well, I don't know how that went through.
That's George Soros calling you.
George Soros calling. Say, hey, Scoot, you better shut up or I'm going to fire you. No, but it's, you know, nothing since George Soros' investment company invested in Odyssey, nobody on the air has changed. Newell has not changed one bit. Tommy hasn't changed one bit. I haven't changed one bit. Sports Talk hasn't changed. So if George Soros is this person who is directing the station, explain to me, what the hell is he doing? Nothing has changed. Nothing. And we have a relatively new general manager, market manager, Dan Barron. And man, he is in love with this station. He's in love with this city. And he just, you know, respects what we do, and it's great to have the support of management. And, you know, again, the whole stuff with George, it was Senator Kennedy who once brought up this idea that George Soros is somehow running the station. And Kennedy was wrong. It was a stupid thing for him to say. He was totally wrong. He had no facts. He had no inside information. And again, listen to the product. Nobody has changed. So if George Soros is guiding us, he sure isn't doing a very good job, because we're all doing what we did before his investment company invested in Odyssey.
All right, a couple of quick texts. This one says, Soros is like 95 years old. I don't think he's making any major decisions. Now,
yeah, again, his investment, and there are many Republicans who are part of his investment company. So, you know, George Soros can be liberal, but you know, the guy's a businessman, too. And he decided to invest in our company. But there is no control whatsoever. But there are people who want to think that we're being directed. And like you said, Coleman, like there's somebody, you know, pulling our puppet strings and telling us what to say. Man, look, I am totally free to talk about what I want to talk about. But with that freedom comes responsibility. And I respect Diane, and I respect Dan, and therefore I am going to keep it within limits and keep it respectable to the point where I don't disappoint them. So, you know, we have freedom, but I'm smart enough to know that I can't take advantage of that freedom, and I don't even try.
Okay, another text, only because it's bothering me personally. And I like James from Harvey, but he texts and says, WWL is very white at the top, meaning that he's upset that we don't have a lot of African-American representation when it comes to our premier host. And the thing is, I don't think that's purposely by design. I've been working for WWL for quite some time. I don't think they're in the office like, no, like we can't have any black hosts here at any point in any time. And you never know what the future holds. I'm here now. Courtney
That's right.
P is here. And
That's right.
You never know what happens in four
Deuce.
Or 5 years. Deuce is here.
Yeah.
So the thing is, maybe there will come a day where there is somebody, as he says, in the main chair that is of a person of color. But the fact that Newell is there, Scoot is there, and Tom is there because you guys have the talent and you've worked to get here, it has nothing to do with your skin tone. It has all to do with the work, the perseverance, the journey that you took to get there. And, you know, it just so happens that you guys were white.
Yep.
But I don't think it's because you're white you're sitting there.
Well, no, you're absolutely right about that. And, you know, it's about presenting the best product. And we do. And I go as far as I can in every single way to represent everybody in this city. And the number of African-American people who come up to me and talk to me or recognize me and say they listen to the show is overwhelming. And it's really cool. And they know I represent them. I am not them, but I do the best I can to represent total equality on this show. So, yeah, I mean, I love working here, and I'm glad things continue to work out here. Look, I would love to be closer to my son and his family in Portland. I've got to dedicate some time. I mean, they're really busy there, too. I mean, their lives are busy, but I've got to work out time to go spend some time and maybe spend, you know, even 2 weeks doing the show from Portland. You know, we have a station. Odyssey is a station in Portland. I could go to Portland and do the show there for major weeks. Still, obviously, talking about New Orleans topics and the things that I would talk about ordinarily, but I could spend time being there. But again, their lives are busy too. That hasn't worked out yet, but maybe that happens sometime in the future. All right, got to get to a break. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Here is the Hanukkah song, Part 4. Kind of an updated version of it. So we're going to let this go for a few minutes while we go into break. And I wish very happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish listeners. All right, so here's the update on the Hanukkah song. All right. All right, that is the updated version of the Hanukkah song with Adam Sandler. I'm Scoot, glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Here's a text that says, I'm black and I listen to Scoot almost every day, not because he's white, but because he's a great talk show host and his program is actually fair and balanced. That is from DR in Belchase. DR, thank you very much for that. And I thank all of you who feel the same way that DR feels. So what do you give somebody for Christmas who's in Gen Z? Well, you know, I talk about the Aura frame. Maybe that's not right for them, but, you know, it might be. I mean, young people like to download pictures and see the pictures that they take. So, you know, maybe an Aura frame would be great for a Gen Z person. Or cologne or perfume would be a good gift as well. But according to a new survey, 45% of Gen Z, these are people born basically between 97 and 2012, Gen Z, 45% want cryptocurrency as a gift. And 44% of Gen Z, actually is making purchases with cryptocurrency. Now, crypto, honestly, it's confusing to me. I mean, the whole concept of money is confusing. The main thing that I know is I don't have as much as I would like to have. But crypto is a form of digital currency that is mined digitally and held in digital wallets. And since the release of Bitcoin white paper in 2008, it has been increasing in popularity. President Trump is quite involved in cryptocurrency. And right now, Bitcoin itself is worth about $88,000 a coin. And this is according to CNBC yesterday. So cryptocurrency, a good gift for Gen Z if you can't think of anything else. I have read yet another article about giving something that is more emotional than it is tangible. For example, we talked about what do you give kids that have everything? And my grandkids have everything. Toys, stuffed animals. I mean, they have everything. You give them even the greatest toy that they want. And, you know, pretty soon it's just lined up with all the other toys. So one of the great things to do for kids that have everything is to give them an experience. Give them something like a day at the zoo. Or, you know, I mean, my granddaughter loves getting a pedicure. She loves getting her nails done. And she's 8 years old, or 7 years old. She just made eight. She's 8 years old. So, you know, even for young people, I mean, that's an experience that they would remember. So there are things like experiences. If a grandson or a son, if he likes to go climbing or something like that, you know, buy him that experience. Look for giving them an experience rather than a tangible gift. And this is something that is also good for people as well. Give them something that touches them emotionally, as opposed to giving them something tangible. And giving them an experience, a day at the spa, something like that, that's another great idea for a gift. And I remember after she passed away, people were talking about the great things that poet Maya Angelou said. And one thing that Maya Angelou said was, people will forget what you said, but they will not forget the way you made them feel. So this Christmas, if you're having a hard time buying for somebody, and I'm not saying that this makes it that much easier because, you know, then you got to go out and find the experience. But there are experiences to buy people. Maybe the movies. Give them an experience rather than a tangible gift. And I think this is also good, not just for kids, but it's also good for adults. But that seems to be a trend for Christmas 2025, giving things that touch our emotions as opposed to just giving something that is totally tangible. Anything sentimental would be a great gift as well. And, you know, for the last, the last decade or so, movie theaters are not as popular as they once were. I don't remember the last movie I went to where it was packed. It might have been the new Top Gun movie. It might have been the latest Jurassic Park that came out. But I go to movies all the time, and there are not many people in the theater. And movies can be streamed so soon after their release at the box office that I think a lot of people are not taking the time, and they don't want to spend the money because it's damn expensive to go to a movie, especially if you've got a couple of kids. I mean, a family of four going to a movie? I mean, I don't know what that adds up to, but I can tell you it's a lot because you got to get the kids popcorn or a snack, a candy. You got to get them something, and then you get them a drink. And the concession stand is more than the movie tickets. And combine it together, and it's an expensive afternoon or it's an expensive night out. So, I mean, I get that. And the movies come out really soon, and you can stream them before long, so you don't have to wait any longer to see the movie you want to see. But I'll tell you, there's something about, and I've talked about this before, I love going to the movies because, first of all, it's a social experience. You're doing it with other people. You're not talking to the other people, but you get this sense when you're in the movie theater that you're experiencing, you're sharing the experience with other people because other people are there. And I think this is a really important psychological aspect of going to the movie. And again, I've done a lot of studying of mass media and all of that throughout my career. But the movie, the projection comes from behind you, and the screen is in front of you. And I think on a subconscious basis, I think we feel more involved in the movie because the movie coming behind us, the projector coming from behind us and the screen in front of us sort of makes us feel part of this whole event. When you watch television, it comes at you. There's nothing behind you. It comes at you. But the idea that the projection is, and again, it's not something that anybody's going to think about, but the idea that the projection comes from behind, I think that helps us feel like we are part of this entertainment experience. And so those are a couple of the reasons why I love going to the movies. You actually go to the movies, Coleman?
Yeah, I dedicate my movie time to Marvel movies. I'm invested in this whole Marvel journey. So when I do go see a movie, and to kind of point what you said, when I go to a movie, I go for a full-fledged experience, sort of like going to a concert. Like, I'm probably not going to go to movies to see, like, a rom-com or a comedy. Yeah, but if there's, like, a blockbuster hit with massive special effects, sound quality, and you know when you go there, you're going to experience something with like the IMAX imaging and the 4K surround, the spatial sound and all that, and the rumbling of the seats. Yes, I will spend expensive tickets for that experience because my couch doesn't shake at home. I mean, unless they have company, I don't have that. I don't have that. Like you said, the projection and IMAX quality on my 75-inch television.
Yeah, it's a.
Speaking of which, did you keep your 75-inch?
Yeah, I have until the first week of January to take it back. But I had the 75-inch TV that I bought had a 65-inch, and I thought that was plenty big. But I don't know. I just got tempted to buy this even bigger one. I'm like 10 feet away from the screen, and it's like 75 inches.
You have to turn your head when you watch it. Like if somebody throws a football, you have to turn your neck.
Turn your head to see the plays at the other end of the screen. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I feel like I'm watching a movie every time I watch something. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1983, I was on B97, and there's this new singer debuting a brand new song for the first time. And so, man, I hit this song and share it with the audience, and here it is. Oh, no, wait a minute. We changed songs here?
Yeah, remember you said...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that whole setup was screwed up.
Hey, live radio, Scoot.
You know, yeah.
You want to start all over?
Yeah, let's start over.
All right.
Yeah. And then we're going to go to... I see what I said to do. Okay, well, let's do it this way. We're going to switch them around. All right, we're doing, live... we're calling an audible here.
Take two.
Okay, so, all right. So, yeah, on this day in 1983, I'm on B97. So this new singer and this new song is coming out, her first song. And I thought, okay, well, you know, let's play this. And it was so much fun in the 80s to be getting these songs on music radio for the first time and hearing them for the first time with the audience. And, you know, you were just totally surprised because there was a lot of really, really great stuff that was coming. No. The one that's listed as number the one that's listed as number four on the music list. Okay, so on this day in 1983, I was on B97.
Same and, three, all right.
And this female singer, okay, so she's coming out. She's got the brand new song out. She's going to be at concert on The President. No. There we go. All right, finally.
Live radio, folks. Live radio.
It was like 4th and 10 there for a minute. All right, so yeah, it was Cyndi Lauper. And, you know, I had the privilege of being in music radio in the 80s when some of this great music was just coming out. And it was so much fun to be part of that. All right, I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Unless you want to do another take.
No, that was plenty. That was plenty. I would love for it to be colder for this Christmas, but, you know, the main thing is that we just have a nice Christmas. That's next week, and we'll talk a little bit more about that next week while we're on the air. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Here's a text that says that Dan Bongino, apparently leaving the FBI, must have a guilty conscience after reading the unredacted Epstein files. I wonder why he's leaving. The president is going to address the country tonight. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to be at Trans-Siberian Orchestra tonight at the Smoothie King Center. When I get home, I'll catch up on everything the president said. We'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow. But, you know, we're not going to get into any arguing. We're not going to get deep into it. If we can have fun with it, we'll find a way to have fun with it. But, you know, we'll touch on a few things that the president said just to keep everybody up to date. But the president has a lot to address. You know, he might not give you this impression, but he's really concerned. And this is coming from people around him. He seems concerned about his image and his polling numbers. And I think there is a real attempt to have him run for president a third time, an unprecedented third time in 2028. And they're trying to right the ship. But, you know, the economy is not good in a lot of ways. And he says it's great, but it's not really great. He'll have that to address. Venezuela, the Epstein files, the fact that he was on the plane. Now, don't think he's going to tell us what he did on the plane, because he's not. Also, he might address the interview that his chief of staff did with Vanity Fair. So a lot to address tonight. He might even bring up Rob Reiner, and he might... He might bring up this idea that Rob Reiner was a big critic of his, and so he's not going to be empathetic about his death. But what I don't like about that is the idea that we want somebody dead, or we don't care if somebody's dead because we disagree with their politics. That's not the America I grew up in. I grew up in a different America, and I think we can make America great again. We can make America like it used to be, like we were Americans first. So there's a new way to put a spin on Make America Great Again. We don't have to be as hateful as we are getting. And I think that's coming to an end. I really do. I think collectively, I think the people who are good Americans, who understand that we need to be Americans first and part of political parties second, I think that number's growing. And I think that there are a number of Americans who are becoming frustrated with some of the things that we have had to deal with and the fatigue of dealing with stuff every day that is controversial. It's getting boring, and I think people are tuning in out, which is why we have also changed our show. So let's get to a break here. We'll come back to wrap up the show. All right. Also on this day in 1984, I was at B97, and this song came out from this new group from the UK, Wham. And I saw a picture of these guys, and I'm going, okay, so who are these Nancy boys? And this was a really great song for slow dancing. Not that we did much slow dancing in the 80s, but I thought this was a really, really great song. But yeah, this was the day that Wham released Careless Whisper. I'm Scoot, and you're listening to WWL. All right, coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Bobby, Mike, and Steve Geller. And today at 4:30, it's QB to QB with Bobby and Drew Brees. And a lot of great football coming up this weekend. And man, I'm looking forward to the college games. I'm looking forward to the pro games this weekend as well. So, hey, I'm glad you were with us this afternoon. It was just another great show, and you know, I love this time of year. And you know, I know many of us have problems, and you just try to put those problems aside and just enjoy this this time of year. And hopefully, we all learn to do a better job dealing with our problems, and then just, you know, enjoy life as best we can. And, you know, we just deal with our problems, you know, the best way we can. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, studio producer Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Core DP. And as always, I thank you for being part of the show. All right, I'm going to go back in my office, and in a few minutes, I'll do a new video for Scoot on the Air, Facebook, and Substack. Have a great afternoon. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.